I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast, brought to you by myself and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on a Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors, not necessarily reflect the official policy of the Defender 7. Now, I hope everybody enjoyed their night, and I hope everybody is tuning in tonight. This is your turn. This is your chance. So for those of you new just tuning in to us, check out our Facebook national page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do here in the Defender 7. We also have a webpage. Please subscribe. And on a webpage, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities 100%. Also, check out our Defenders page on YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, please. Now, for tonight's show and all the broadcasts we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in, even if it's just to say hello. And that number to call is 914-205-5773. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, a major pain in the ass, Lorna Munson.
Yeah, don't forget the pain in the ass part. And now I said hello, so I'm all right.
We love you, girl.
Yeah. I'm just so adorably lovable.
Yada, 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 yada. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So anyways, how do you feel about what's going on?
I don't know. Now, I heard a little clip because this TV in the camper don't work very well, or the reception in here don't work very well. But I heard just a little piece of Biden is supposed to be doing, getting like 100 million barrels of oil or something, and the gas prices are going to drop or something. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah. And I laughed at it because... Yeah. I laughed at it because it's all bullshit.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And then he's going to say, oh, it'll drop down 10 cents. And he'll say, it's the cheapest it's been in years.
Yep.
And now Tennessee, they're putting, what do you call it? They're asking shortly that for a month that they're not going to charge any sales tax on groceries. That I know is true because I read it in the paper today. But they got to get it voted in, blah, da, 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 da.
I know, true, but it's still bullshit. That's my own opinion.
Well, I think it will happen here, anyway. Where is everybody?
That's a good question. Damn good question.
Yeah. Yeah, you see.
Yep. That's what I said all along. If you're a true patriot, you'll join in.
Exactly. Yeah, I wish the TV came in better. I can catch different things.
Right.
Other than, but
but in the same token, like we said, you know, he's putting out anything and everything that he wants the Americans to feel safe and know
Oh,
but, you know, you can't, you got to whisper it. You got to whisper it.
Right. I'll shout loud and proud.
Yes, ma'am. Me too. From
I don't care.
Tallest mountains.
Yep. Yippers. Oh, ouch.
I mean, it's same as he was whispering about, you know, oh, gosh, we're taking over COVID-19. It's out of here. No. I'm sorry.
End.
COVID-19 has been out of here 2.5 years ago.
Oh,
again.
The last 4 months. Yeah. Fuck off.
Watch your language, young lady.
I cut my own language. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like even now, even though that the Hunter Biden's laptop has been exposed again.
Thank you.
Exactly. When are you going to arrest, indict those that had participation in it?
Yeah, I lost all confidence in any of that shit.
Sure.
They ain't going to do nothing. They're too big of the cowards to do step up and do anything.
Right.
Oh, I might have done something when I was drunk and I don't remember. I better keep my mouth shut.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, the
and
best way to...
What's that?
The best way to avoid any of that is just be true. Always. And you don't have to cover up your fucking lies.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Oh, you want to fight with me, woman?
Come on down, bitch.
No, but seriously, though, I mean, it sucks that it's only you and I debating this shit, and we don't have nobody else coming in going, oh, well, I feel this, or I feel, yeah. You know what? Fuck y'all.
Exactly.
This is your chance to speak out, to show up, prove that you're an American patriot.
Yep.
We
Does
all
it,
got problems.
Can, yeah.
I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead.
You can tell on your gizmo gadget how many people are actually listening.
Yep. Yes, I can.
Other than me, because I can talk and not listen all at the same time. I'm pretty good at it.
Yes. I have control of the keyboard, so I know who's on, who's listening, who's not listening.
Yeah.
And again, that's what I'm saying. You know, we put it out there. Oh, oops, sorry, but we have our Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers.
Yeah, I just got off work. I've been on.
Yeah,
I've
that's
been
what,
listening for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You've been drinking, Bobby.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Never mind then, because I already know you, how you are, man. You're already drunk.
Oh, no, not drunk. Not well, yet, anyway.
I didn't clock out until 10 after 7. I kind of had a little fucking few words with the two night shift guys. Tonight, if they don't do exactly what I fucking told them, they're both fired. Because I did triple the amount of work of what they fucking did all night.
So what happened to you yesterday?
I got drunk. I was drunk, drunk.
Oh,
during the day.
No excuse.
Oh, I started at noon drinking. I ain't bullshitting, man. I started at noon. I was drunk, drunk. I polished off a bottle, a fifth and a half of Captain Morgan. No, there ain't no White Claw in my fucking. No, no.
Come
but
on,
I polished off a fifth and a half of fucking Captain Morgan. And you know, I ran out of Coke, so I went to Sprite with Captain Morgan. That's pretty good shit right there, man.
Well, you're already two sheets to the wind by then, so you wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, you're right. I was hammered, man. I was so hammered. So what were you guys discussing about the debate, you two debating back and forth?
That I can talk and not listen all at the same time.
That Lorna really likes men, but not really.
Oh. Not really. I don't like nobody.
I did hear the part where you did say only a couple of people are on here every time.
Yes.
Yep.
I've been saying that for how long, Bobby? I mean, it's the people. Every time, you know, if you want to just get information out of us, you have to contribute also to tell us what's going on in your and each and every state and your countries, because I know we have countries all around the world that listen to these shows. We need information, and that's how we get it. We don't rely on the news media. We don't rely on social media, because a lot of this bullshit is just what I just said. It's bullshit. They lie. I want to know the people and talk to the people that are actually living in that state, living in that country. That way we know what's going on from the front lines. That doing secondhand fucking bullshit from the news. That's why we need everybody to participate. That's how we get our information.
Amen to that, brother.
That's why Thursday night is so fucking important, because people, if you don't speak up, you're losing all your fucking freedoms. And nobody's fucking saying that, oh, they can be keyboard warriors. Man, voice your damn opinion. This radio show is for you people. Otherwise, we could just stop fucking broadcasting and we could be another fucking keyboard warrior group. I mean, we could stop fucking getting donations, give what money we do have away, and fuck it. We're done. I mean, we're taking all of our officers in this group. Well, I'm not saying all of them. I say most of us board members. We're not getting paid for none of this shit. We're not getting paid. We do this because we want to. It gives us the sense of purpose to fight back for our freedoms like we did when we were in the military. We're given our opinions. But when, if nobody else is going to fucking say or do anything, why do it? Why should we? I can fucking go out and drink and go fishing and hunting and say, fuck this group. I've given, I know the three that's on here right now of us, we have paid a hell of a lot of fucking money to get this fucking group going and starting. A lot of time and effort. But when nobody else fucking wants to join in, that tells us, why should we keep on keeping on? Why should we continue? Nobody else wants to. Nobody else gives a fuck. Why should we? I'll worry about my family, my immediate family, and my brothers and sisters that I know have my six. I don't know. Why do we continue? Why do we have to continue this? I got a year and a month before I could retire, and I tell you right now, man, fuck that. You think I'm going to sit here? I'll go to the deepest motherfucking woods and fuck society. You come at me with this losing our freedoms? Well, I guess I'll die standing up. I'll tell you that right now. I will never bow down to anybody but God himself. I don't know what more we got to say, Bobby. I mean, we talk about this shit on damn near every show.
Yep.
You know, we try new ideas. Very few people even fucking care anymore. You know, we post on our fucking Facebook page. Yeah, we get comments and shit like that. Thumbs up. But it's always the same people. So that's pretty much all I got. And I'm not even close to being home. I'm not even out of Missouri yet. I mean, truth hurts, man. Truth hurts. I don't sugarcoat shit. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
That's what she said.
That's what they all said. I refuse to sugarcoat shit. That's why I'm an asshole.
No, I'm the asshole.
Well, okay, I'm not a quitter.
I'm not either, man, but I'll tell you right now, it's stupid for us to even continue any of this shit because nobody gives a fuck. You know, me and Bobby, I designed all of our fucking designs for our shirts except for one, and I had help with that one. You know how long... Bobby knows how long it took me to fucking design that shit and how long before the group even had a name. How much money did we spend, Bobby, on designs and decals and shirts and all that shit?
Yes.
I mean, we spent a ton of freaking money.
Yeah, we did.
And one of the videos, our first live feed on Facebook for training and survival training, I showed you some of the shirts that I had. That's the ones that I designed for our members, for people to buy, to help support other people in the time of need. But you know, we got members right now that are really needing money. Nobody's donating. So why? Why should we give a fuck anymore? Nobody else needs to care. I would love for one person to come on this fucking show that has never called in and debate us over this shit. One of our own members. I would love to hear our own members and what they think about this shit. You can't tell me that, oh, man, times are tough. We're all broke. But you can go out and get a fucking $10 fucking cup of coffee from Starbucks, which is a liberal fucking company anyway. I wouldn't give them cocksuckers a fucking penny, even if I found one.
Yep.
Nobody else knows how to do their fucking homework either. You know, they rely on everybody else going all this hearsay bullshit. Well, it's on fucking Disney World, Disneyland, overseas too. He's one of the, and he's owned it for a long time. They just busted people for a fucking sex trafficking down there in Florida. I mean, to me, I have no desire to fucking get rent any of their fucking movies. Don't see any of their fucking shows. They're doing it to bait people in. And this cocksucker is the head of the snake. And you're just giving your money straight to him. Look up George Soros and see how many fucking companies that you use that he owns. But nobody will fucking do that kind of work to check that shit out for themselves. No, I just let the cat out of the bag.
Right.
You know, that's why you're fucking listening to us, right? People, man, I lost faith in humanity. I'm telling you. I mean, it's fucking sad. And I fought for this motherfucker.
Way back in 2019.
Yeah. I mean, us veterans, we fought for our freedoms so people can have their freedoms. Whether it was over in Iraq, Kuwait, Vietnam, World War II, World War I, Korea, Desert Shooting Storm, Iraqi Freedom, Somalia. We fought for your rights. Use them. I don't know. I guess people are too big of fucking pussies anymore. It ain't like it was back in fucking when you had 17, 16, 17, 18-year-olds back in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. All these motherfuckers now, they're all a bunch of fucking no-backbone pussies.
Yep. Yeah,
I said it.
And I'll back
here,
you up.
Here, let me hold
on
my red card. You can't shoot me. I'm stressed. Hold up that fucking stress card. Motherfucker, please. I don't know, man. Is it worth it, Bobby? I'm just asking. Is it really worth it?
No, I know, bro. I know.
No matter
what I've been
I
saying
did,
all along.
It fails every time because nobody participates. At least
nope.
We don't see it. We put a lot of time and effort getting forming this group and what we do on this. Try and help people out. Try and do our darndest. you know, to help people in our country get information from other countries, what's going on. It's always the same bullshit, man. Nobody gives a fuck. Well, why should we then?
No,
I think it was one year before we even formed this group that we were in the talks trying to get everything figured out, how to get this going. Trial and error. We failed at a lot of different shit, but we've succeeded a lot too. But without fucking people helping us and participating, all our work, bullshit. That's all it is. It's all bullshit. You know, we got these radio shows going. Bobby's been paying for these radio shows. The more people we have participating and calling in and listening, we get paid for that. We would get paid for our show. Our network, it would draw money in to help other people, but nobody helps us, so why should we help you?
Yep.
All the downloads from our radio shows, if you don't listen, that all counts. Subscribe. I don't know, man. Bunch of lame motherfuckers anymore, and I'm about tired of it. I took my time with Bobby to teach survival training, rope knot tying, shelter building, fire starting, food gathering. Is it worth it? Because I sure in the fuck don't see it being worth it anymore. Only the same people watch our shit.
Yep.
I don't know, Bobby. That's pretty much all I got. I know this is current events night, but I don't give a fuck anymore. I've said my piece.
No.
What we had to say, man. I mean.
Right. And that's why I put it out there as current events.
Right. You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't watch the fucking news, and I don't go on social media to get my information. I rely on other people in their states and in their fucking countries. You know, that's how we get our information. And we do fact-check information also. And not through the fucking internet. Through reliable sources.
Hell no.
So, without that, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I did see where fucking Biden's all for these transgenders in female and male fucking sports. Most of the males that are saying they're females, and this motherfucker is supporting them, you're a fucking idiot too. Oh, we support you. And you motherfuckers are sick.
Yep.
And yes, I'm talking about that guy couldn't fucking make the swim team qualifying to compete against other guys. I'm not fucking a racist against females, but I'll tell you right now, 99% of men are stronger than females. I'm
absolutely
not saying, I'm all for women competing against other women. But when it comes to a, fe- a guy going in. Yeah, you're gonna fucking win. Oh yeah, I've got the gold. Yeah, I've won the fucking world record fucking swimming. No shit. Try joining the Navy SEALs, motherfucker. You wouldn't last fucking one day. As soon as you got off the bus, you'd go on fucking crying. Try going in fucking Army Rangers. Oh, fuck. My pussy hurts. He yelled at me. With any fucking branch of military. Motherfuckers wouldn't last a day in basic training. He's got in my face. Damn, I'm crying now. That's all I gotta say, Bobby. I mean, I gotta smoke a cigarette, so I'm gonna go on mute, man. I'll just listen. Because I know nobody's gonna fucking show up and debate me on anything that I fucking said. And I dare
right.
anybody to come in here to fucking debate me over this shit that I just said. I dare you. And I will be civilized to you until you start calling me names. Then it's game on. Well, I'm going to go on mute, Bobby. I got to smoke a cigarette, bro.
Yeah, that transgender thing, he's right. Should be competing what you were born with, not with what you got changed over to.
Exactly.
One
There's
thing
no
with what you just said, Lorna, with one thing you just said, and I'm going to put it to you this way. Look down your fucking pants. You either have a dick or you got a pussy. That's what you need to fucking figure out. There ain't no fucking multi-billion fucking genders out here, you fucking idiot.
Nope. And brother, I love you to death, and I love you, Lorna, but he's right.
I mean, these motherfuckers are just plain fucking mental that are doing this fucking bullshit. It's stupid. You're either born with a dick or you're born with a fucking pussy. It doesn't go any other fucking way than that. And for you vegans that are against fucking cows and all that, fine. I'll kill your fucking cows and eat their meat so you can eat your fucking plant food. Fucking idiot.
Or unless you're Chris and you're transgender.
Really? Drink another
I'm
one,
fucking
Bobby.
I'm fucking with you, brother. You know I love you, man.
I know. I just get tired of all the bullshit. These motherfuckers, you see it on the news, you see it in the papers, and all this fucking idiot. You are fucking mental. I'm a guy dressed like a fucking woman, and I was meant to be a woman. God did not make a mistake on you. He made you a guy.
See, he's proving it. He's proving it for TA.
Well, I'm just passing fucking TA on my way home right now, so. And I'm also passing pilot, too, which I'll never fucking support because they can't even fly an American flag. So fuck pilot truck stops, too.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too, man. I love you, too, brother. I will always have your six. You know that.
Yep. Yes. And same as I know that Lorna's got my six and she's got your six.
I got her six. That's for damn sure.
Why? Why, thank you. I got you guys. You know what? Bobby knows it for damn sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can count friends on one fucking hand, but true brothers and sisters, I can count on one more hand, and that's it. Those
same
are the ones
here
that I would take a fucking bullet for to protect them.
I was out shooting the BB gun today.
Man, you shoot your eye out.
No, my brother Trent tried to do that. I got a scar right above my eye. And I hit it like 3 times out of 10.
But you didn't duck.
And I was shooting left-handed.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. Well, I'm getting ready to pull up to the house anyway, man. I'm hungry. Oh, you know that, I wanted to tell you guys, you know that fucking health thing on your phones where you can track your walking and shit like that or running?
Yeah.
Well, I've been keeping track every day at work. Today, I walked 6.6 miles. That's my average.
Pretty good, you fat ass.
Really? That's just that don't include going fishing, hunting, going out shooting, going out mushroom hunting.
Oh, hell no, 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 no. It said you're walking.
Yeah, I know. I'm walking in too, though.
You don't get
just different terrain.
Because you're a fat ass.
Hey, man, somebody's got to do it. My brother's more of a fat ass than I am, though.
She walked up there and done that hill that I was pulling the tires off.
Hold up there. You cannot talk about a chaplain.
Why? He'll talk about me, so, you know.
Yeah, it's all fair and game.
I know. All right, y'all. God bless. Y'all have a good night. God bless America.
All right, brother. You too.
All right, man. Talk to y'all soon.
Later.
Later on.
Well, somebody put a firecracker in his snowflake.
Right. All right. So my screen is blank.
Really?
Yeah. I cannot do nothing. But
oh, wow.
You hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, good. Then we're still on the radio.
That's because you were watching too much nugget porn.
I only learned that from you.
Well, whatever. I had no clue what that was. Yeah. Yeah, they're in truck stoppers. There's no truck stops around here anywhere.
Really?
No, not a one. But, you know, it's kind of funny because we got all them pine tree guys, logger guys, flying down all the roads all the time. And
right.
I know they can't fit the gas stations in town, so I don't know. I don't know where they go.
Right.
Unless they got a big tank at their company.
So hello out there in Radio Land. Anybody else on here?
Yeah, really. I don't like talking. That's a face.
You don't like talking.
I don't like talking.
Well, you make up for it on Monday night with the missing persons.
Uh-oh.
So we're having a pretty bad thunderstorm here. So while Chris is going, you know, he's upset.
He's always upset.
My camper window, you know, it goes out. And there's a latch. Well, unfortunately, the wind was pretty bad and pulled the window out. So I waited for a lull in the rain to go and close the window. And you know, I was careful, and I still slipped on my ass and fell on my ass. I got covered in mud. But I'm like, if you had to go around the camper, you come out on one side and I had to go around. And I was trying to be careful, but I still slipped. But I moved my camper closer to the house. So that I'm closer to the patio so that when I step out, I'm not stepping out in the mud. And then, of course, I still slipped in the mud. And I'm still getting only 11 miles to the gallon on my damn car.
That's all?
Yeah, and my one boss, he took it for a ride to see if he could, you know, determine, if, you know, what's going on with it. And he said the engine sounds fine. He said nothing, you know, sounds bad. He said the only thing he could see is the passenger side front rotor is, what do you say, it was stuck or something. But he said it's like dragging. So he says that could be messing with your miles because the brake is stuck. So it's like driving on an emergency brake type of thing. And he also asked, did I, the garage, check the compression? I guess that has to do with the pistons. And I asked him, I said, well, is that an actual test? Is that a machine or something that they have to run and charge extra for? And he said, yes. I said, no, nobody did. So, I'm going to arrange to bring my car into the shop on Wednesday. They're going to run a test, the compression test, and check the rotor and a couple of other things because he's more knowledgeable about that kind of shit. And hopefully that'll fix it because even he says the engine sounds great. So, you know, whatever it is you know, like – not affecting the actual running of the vehicle at this point. You know what I mean? So, just more money. You know, because I can't afford to buy a new car.
What year is your car?
It's a 2011. And I still owe $4,600 on it. And, I mean, right now, my exact model car is going anywhere between $14,000 and $16,000, depending on the mileage. It's a disgrace what's right. happening right now with our economy. I mean, my car is 11 years old, and it's worth more now than when I bought it in 18.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
You know, and in order to get a loan, the vehicle that you're looking at has to be less than 10 years old and has to have less than, I forget how many miles. But the thing is that even if I could get a loan for $17,000 or $18,000, because I could use mine as some kind of trade-in value, I still can't spend more than $14,000 or $15,000 on a car. You're not going to find anything less than 10 years old with less than mileage that can pull a camper in that price range. And I'd be so upside down on the loan, it would be, I wouldn't be retiring at any age. They have destroyed this country, our economy, and they blame everybody but themselves.
Yep.
No. People don't want shit. Yeah, there's still people here that don't want to admit what's going on because they're not seeing it. Like, oh,
well, I don't know how they can not see it with the gas prices the way they are and the groceries.
We have a lot of people here that you should get an electric car if you don't already have one. So, I mean, even the people that see what's going on, it's just that we live in a farming community. So though the food prices are a little higher, we still have lots of food. There really are not a lot of empty shelves. I mean, there are some that are low, and most of the stuff that's missing is the fun stuff. You know what I mean? Not the real food. You know, you can still get eggs at a reasonable price. You can still get a steak at a reasonable price. So, you know, and, community, I go out and I'm still seeing people wearing masks. There's nobody around them and they're outside and they're wearing a freaking mask.
Well, they'll be one of the first ones to go bye-bye.
You know, It's hard. Ugh. It really is hard to see and, you know, hard to deal with, especially since my own family is like, I think they're worse because they're deliberately blind. You know, it's one thing you're brainwashed and you don't know any better. It's something else when you know and you just refuse to see.
True.
I mean, and I'm seeing that more and more. You know, because I do my sister's company does translating and interpreting. I've seen a huge pickup in the languages from Afghanistan, not just Afghanistan, but you know that part of the world. And the African countries as well are getting more and more requests for these languages. So I know we have them here. And, and they may be perfectly good people. I'm not saying that all Afghanistans are evil or that all the ones that came here didn't deserve to come here. They're not the ones I'm mad at. It's the government and the way they handled it. The same thing with the southern border. I'm not mad at the people coming across the border.
I'm mad at the government that is allowing it. They are killing these people that are coming across the southern border. Look at how many of them are drowning in the river when they're trying to cross it. Or they're starving to death of water or whatever. Not to mention the human trafficking. And I just shared an article in the Telegram room about this new designer drug out of China that's coming across the border that's actually more dangerous than fentanyl. I don't know, at what point do you say enough is enough? And, again, like I said, I don't blame the innocent people coming across the border either on their own or with coyotes and being trafficked. I mean, the idea of taking a gun and shooting these innocent people is abhorrent, but what the hell are we supposed to do? We can't keep having all these people coming across our borders. They're like, oh, well, there shouldn't be any borders. We should just let everybody in. Okay, then get rid of the government, because if we don't need borders, then we don't need the federal government either. If you want anarchy, if you want chaos, and you want open border, you don't want any borders, you want just one big global society, then literally get rid of all of the governments, every last one of them, and create a feudal society if that's what you want. But it isn't. They want power. It's greed. It's all about greed and power. They want it, and they're taking it from people, and people are just letting them. We're all guilty. We're all just letting them. We're all waiting for Trump or Q or the White Hats or whoever the fuck it is to come and rescue. The only one that's going to is God. This is truly good against evil situation. People like Nigel Farage and a couple of others have been warning the world about Putin and what was going to happen for years. For years they've been warning what was going to happen. They have been I don't pay attention. I didn't pay much attention to the news, and I knew he was unhappy with NATO continuing to encroach on getting closer and closer to Russia's border. I did not know that he had been complaining. He has been complaining about those bio labs for almost 10 years, since before 2014. I didn't know. But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that excuses the invasion. That's not what I'm saying. And it's a shame that anybody that says this has to make that statement. Even Trump said when he saw Putin gathering his forces at the border, he thought it was for negotiation. You know what I mean? Because everybody knew how Putin felt about NATO. And here's the thing. If Trump would have been in office, this would not have happened. And not just because Putin was afraid of Trump. I don't think he was afraid of Trump. I think he had respect for Trump. And you know what I mean? He wasn't 100% sure whether or not Trump would, blow up Moscow or not. But I don't think he was really afraid. I think he had respect for Trump, and Trump had respect for him. Just because they're not really adversaries. And Russia was never meant to be an adversary. That's why we tore down, but why Reagan had him tear down the wall. Yeah, and they were going to do that detente thing, and they were supposed to be like kind of partner type of thing, like the garbage that we're supposedly giving to China. That was the kind of we were supposed to have a relationship with Russia. And Putin, here's the thing. If Trump would have been in office, Putin would not have invaded Ukraine, not out of fear, not even necessarily out of respect, but because Trump would have actually sat down and talked to him.
Yes.
Trump, you know, would have listened to his concerns about NATO and assured him that NATO would never go into the Ukraine. It never was supposed to. The NATO itself says that they have never had any intentions of accepting Ukraine.
No.
The EU, too. It was all a bunch of lies in order to get control of a corrupt government. The media for how many years was going on and on about how corrupt the Ukraine is and how corrupt their government is. Even during Zelensky's time, how he was authoritarian and in jailing his opponents and everything. And now all of a sudden it's the seat of democracy. You know, I'm going just by what they themselves have been saying. Never mind the propaganda that they're accusing the Russians of putting out or, you know, never mind, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, they turned a switch on. One day it was X and the next day it's Y. How the hell did that happen?
Right.
And I shared another video with you, which I'm ashamed to admit I didn't know, and I'm going to have to do some more research, about what's going on in Africa and South Africa, where China is supposedly making inroads to help people. They're loaning, China's in Africa loaning out all this money to all these governments so that they can build roads and infrastructure. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay, but yet, did you see that video I posted about how many are dead, how many are displaced? Millions. And we're not hearing anything about that.
Of course not.
Because that's China. Well, I just had a close call. Oh, no. With what?
Yep, I had a Lone Star tick crawling on me.
What are you, wait, a tick? What are you doing out in the middle of the night?
I wasn't. It's from when I was out earlier. It's a Lone Star tick. They're bad. Very bad.
Right?
Yeah, you're lucky it didn't bite you.
I tried, but I think I got him before he could hurt me too bad.
It took you long enough to find him.
No, he was
right on his
leg.
You better make sure there aren't any others.
Where'd he go?
Oh, no.
No, he's dead. I fried him. He's dead. I fried him.
Check the dog.
I just sent... That's what a Lone Star tick looks like.
Oh, damn. I'm laying on my glasses. Where the hell are my glasses? Shit.
Let's see.
Oh.
Where'd my camera go? There it is. I can't get it where it's no shadow. There we go. There. Telegram. Yeah, that Lone Star tick almost killed my brother 3 times from one tick.
Really? I mean, are they poisonous or?
They shut down your organs and shit, and then you can't eat meat. This one girl that got bit, she can't even be around any smell of meat, and she breaks out and hides from it.
Just from one bite?
Just from one bite.
And it's permanent?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should send that to Thad, and then now I know he won't be out in the woods. He's had enough experience with them.
Yeah.
So what's everybody's thoughts about this Biden shit?
Which one?
I think he's trying to. The one that cracks me up is the one where I only got caught a little bit of it about him getting 100 million or whatever barrels of oil and gas prices are going to drop.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, okay. Yes. So because prices are so high, he is going to release 1 million barrels of oil a day from the strategic emergency source in order to help bring the price down. My understanding is it's really only going to be about 9 days worth of oil or some shit like that. It's not really going to affect the gas prices.
No.
Not really. I mean, because we use, like, what did they say, 18 million a day or something like that? You know? So, I mean, what the hell is 100 million going to do, even if you only release one a day? You know, he's an idiot. And he's already, I mean, the country's pretty much already shot. It's going to take, you know, some serious resuscitation to get us back. You know, and, yeah, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're trying to get back to the, come up with another reason for ID, digital ID shit. You know, the same thing. Now, I cannot for the life of me find last year's tax paperwork. I mean, where the fuck could it be? I live in a 14x7 camper. I have looked everywhere and some places 2 and 3 times. I'm going to have to relook again in this one spot. But, I mean, I even looked at my office. And in order to file my taxes electronically, I need my AGI from last year. Now, I can request a transcript. However, in order to do it, I have to use ID.me and set up a digital ID, but through a third party, which we know is controlled by the Chinese. So, I'm not an idiot. I know the government already tracks us, and they already have. But why the fuck am I going to do this shit? So, worst case scenario, I'll call up my accountant and get it from her. This is,
yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They want to control us.
Yep.
That's what it is. I don't. And we're all guilty. We're letting them. Oh, wow. I used to get these ones when I was a kid. I would get bit by a tick and it would blow up. And it was like this beige, ugly puke beige color. It would swell up and you would pop it and blood would go all over the place. But you'd have to make sure and get them out. I mean, because you didn't really want that happening. But You had to make sure when you pulled them out that you got it all out. Otherwise, you could get an infection.
I don't think he bit me. I think he was just crawling.
No, well, you're lucky. Oh, I'm so glad I got a massage on Saturday. I was just telling my coworker, you know, I had a massage. You have a massage on Saturday, and I think this is the first time I'm going to be able to say I don't have any real issues. And then, of course, my feet slip out. They fly up in the air and down on my ass, and back I go. I'm just lucky I didn't hit the cement patio.
Right.
And I was supposed to go down to Tennessee in May or June, but now, hopefully my car will get fixed and I'll be able to go, but I'm only going 11 miles per gallon, or if I do go, I won't be able to take my camper, because that would drop it down to like 5 to 6 miles per gallon.
True.
It is what it is. Who knows? I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Everybody seems to think that if everything's going to get fixed in November after the election, because all the Republicans are going to win. They're going to have, 100 seats for 100 years, whatever the fuck that means. And I'm thinking to myself, no, it's not going to change.
Nope.
Because half the Republicans that are running are shit. Even a couple. The ones that Trump is backing may be halfway decent, but they're still. What are they going to do? What the fuck? Seriously, what are they going to do? Are they going to go in and fire every fucking bureaucrat? No, because they don't do shit like that. Are they going to go in and shut down every fucking handout organization? No. Are they going to stop giving money to NGOs? No. Are they going to stop giving money to Ukraine and other countries that don't pay us back? No. So what exactly are they going to do to fix this shit? Oh, they're going to impeach Biden. Oh, there goes four years of, investing and taxpayer time and money. So they're going to impeach Biden and put Harris on. That ain't going to fix anything. Or, they're going to impeach Harris, too. So now you got Pelosi. Well, no, because by that time, somebody else will be Speaker of the House. It ain't going to be Trump, because Trump has been quite clear on that. He has no intentions and no wish to be Speaker of the House.
Right.
So they're going to spend the next 3 years still not doing anything. In the meantime, you're probably going to lose Africa, a large portion of the population in Africa, to starvation or war, and what's left is going to become slaves to China. And the Middle East, shit, Iran will have nuclear weapons. They're going to destroy Israel. They're idiots. I understand, what they want to do, and I understand they have good intentions, but realistically, what the fuck are they going to do? Unless they truly are planning on declaring the military law or whatever and going in and shutting every fucking thing down and starting from scratch, the election ain't going to do anything. It isn't. It really isn't. Because they'll, you know, the Democrats will just get back in power, or the Republicans that are in power are going to become just as corrupt.
Yep.
But, you know, like I said, this is God. God's got to come and fix this shit, because until, you know, I mean, they're talking about turning humans into machines, you know, with the microchips in their heads and all this stuff. These definitely, Jesus is supposed to come, and end of times is supposed to come when times are as they were before Noah. Or during Noah,
sure,
when he built the ark. You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, I know, I'm sorry if I sound fatalistic. I'm not. I'm actually, I'm just being a realist. I mean, I'm optimistic because I know God's got this. God wins. You know, so I'm not a pessimist. I'm not, but realistically speaking, seriously, realistically speaking, can anybody tell me what the Republicans actually can do to fix this shit?
I think it's unfixable.
Right. But they're deluding people into thinking that it can be fixed.
Yeah, that's just another
I mean,
real
man. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I am going to get up and vote. I think people need to get out and vote. I mean, I'm not saying don't vote. I'm not saying give up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, realistically, what can they do? And also, what will they do? So far, the only thing I've heard is that they're going to impeach the president and throw Fauci in prison for the COVID shit. Okay, see, here's the thing. Don't misunderstand me. They definitely need to pay for those crimes. But these people are already dead and gone. These people have already been harmed, okay? Yes, the people that did it to them need to pay. Absolutely. I want to know what you're going to do for the people that are still living.
Right.
Bobby, unmute Mr. Weathers.
You had him muted? Why'd you have him muted?
No, not that one, the other one.
Well,
because I don't want to hear him.
Well, I've never been a mutant. The first time I've been a mutant. No, Cindy, have you ever listened to Congresswoman Green?
Remind me who she is.
She's the blonde who had a business of her own, who's actually produced something.
MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yes,
Green, yep.
We need more like MTG and Lauren Bobbitt. Yes, those two women are awesome.
Yes, they are. And you know what? We're getting more in. And 23 or 20, 30-something Democrats are leaving.
Yes,
so
I know. And there are 20-something Republicans leaving, too. And I understand.
Oh, is there?
That.
I didn't hear that one.
Yes, a lot of yes. But they're changing seats. But see, again, Robert, it's not just what will, but what can they do? Remember, they still have a Democrat in the presidency, so they're going to spend time trying to impeach and get him out of office, and you're still going to have Harris. Okay, and then you got to spend time wasting time getting her out of office. So you're still going to have 3 years of nothing really getting done to help people.
Okay, hold on. I didn't finish. what Marjorie Taylor Greene did and is doing is she's following, she's starting to use the rules against them, and she's basically pissing off a lot of Democrats and Republicans that have been in there too long. The thing is, she's making them vote, right? But she's also telling them, I want a count on the vote. Every time they vote, and what that's doing is, like, there'd be, like, 30 things coming on the list to go to the floor. Basically, since she's been doing that, it is dwindling, and she goes, well, we've had 30 bills come to the floor before. Now there's only, like, 5 coming to the floor, which means she's cutting down the BS bureaucrat bills that are coming to the floor and making these people work. Now,
and that's wonderful.
Listen, if we get enough of them in like Marjorie Taylor Greene, we can make something happen. And a lot of people are becoming awakened, not woke. And they're trying to get the people who are not rhinos and Democrats into Congress. So we got that going for us. And even if Biden stays in there, Congress is the one that's got a lot of the power.
Correct. I agree. If they can stop sending bills to him to sign, that is definitely an improvement. But again,
exactly.
How do they are the people who control the bureaucracies are all corrupt communists.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
So they've got to get those out. It's not just about getting rid of the elected officials, it's getting rid of the appointed officials.
Right.
That's going to be even harder. Because
sure
you can't just fire them.
But isn't our country worth it? Isn't your grandchildren and children worth it?
I agree. And again, I'm going to vote. I'm not saying giving up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like you answered part of the question, what exactly can and will they do to change things? Because they're really not telling us that. All they're talking about, okay, is getting rid of the rhinos and the Democrats and impeaching Biden and Harris. You know what I mean? They're not talking about what exactly. Now, I know that Carly Lake out in Arizona, she has a plan to fix the border.
Right.
She gets elected.
Sure.
But again, she can't just institute it. It involves, she has to get her state senate and all that other stuff along with it. You know, we had, now maybe once Congress gets in, they can find out what the fuck is, what's going on with that money that's...
You know, I heard
you
cussing a lot.
I know, I'm upset.
I know you are. Take a breath, sweetie.
But that's okay. My phone puts in stars when it's typing.
Right.
Because it knows, right? So, but seriously, did you hear the thing to the what is the one financial division asking about the money that Trump had appropriated for the wall, and they have decided that they're not building the wall. So they're like, well, what are you doing with this money then? Is it just sitting there? And they're like, oh, no, we're using it for other things. And it's like,
right.
Really, what are you using it for? And the things that they say that they're using it for, they're not showing anything, and nothing's being done, like environmental stuff and everything. They're not really doing anything. So what are they doing with the money? So, yes, so I want to know, when the Republicans get in, you know, I'm hoping that their first step is going to be stop the border, shut it down, and get people out.
But how
well,
are you
sure
going to do
will.
That? Because, yeah, but see, unfortunately, according to the Constitution or the amendment, if a woman has a baby in the United States, that baby is an American citizen, and that woman gets to stay here in America with that baby. And then when that baby gets old enough, it can bring the rest of its family as, and sponsor the rest of its family to come to the United States. So, yeah, it's a serious problem.
Well, if you remember, though, Trump actually addressed that and said, yeah, we do need to stop that. And the people that are being picked to run by Trump, I am sure that he is addressing that with them and telling them, you know, basically leading them to what we want them to do, the people. Because you know as well as I do that they're going to listen to Trump if he's backing them up.
Oh, well, look at, what's his name, Mo Brooks? He's already out. I mean, he was winning, you know, because he supported Trump, and then he got that dude in that told him not to support Trump, and now he's lost. He's not going to win.
Right. So you see, I mean, there's a lot of hope right now, and I'm gonna roll my dice and go with it. But you, like you said, God's in control, and He's the one that's gonna put these people in power.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm not pessimistic. I'm optimistic because I believe in God. And I know God's got this. I'm just tired of the rhetoric that we're hearing, you know, and you know, like what you're talking about. I have heard some of it, but that's not the focus of shit that I'm hearing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm hearing more about the nonsense stuff that's not really going to do anything. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's
really nothing we can do about it but vote the right way and make sure we're educated on who we are voting for. And also, like I've said a million times, get involved. Because we, the people, need to get involved. We cannot be complacent any longer. That's why we're in the mess we're in.
My sister, she went to this meeting, this conference they had today, which actually sounded pretty good. It was, you know, they're talking about here in Lancaster, what are we doing? Yeah, because all of us as interested in the future, we're all interested in renewable energy and conservation and smart use of the land and not use it. Yeah, I mean, everybody's, I mean, that we're conservative. I mean, conservative means you conserve. You know what I mean? But,
well, we have conservative
and
thinking is what that means.
I know. I was being a smartass. But like here in Lancaster, they're trying to work together to, you know, because they know that we're having issues. And what can
we
do as a community? And that's what we have to, you know, strive to work together as a community. We actually are lucky here to have some pretty good Democrat and Republican politicians in our area.
Well, unfortunately, we don't in Illinois. And the thing is, everybody wants to leave. They don't want to stick around and fight for their state. Right. They want to go somewhere else. You know, and the thing is, we can't keep running to different states and expect change. We got to start fighting and get rid of these dumbs.
And that's one of the things that they were talking about at this thing is how to keep people here because they're losing people. You know, not just because of politics, but, you know, but businesses and this, that, and the other thing. So they don't have, you know, the people that they need, you know, doctors or computer people, whatever. But my point is that Lancaster as a community is working together, Republicans and Democrats alike. They are working together. The farmers and the urbanites, you know, But we're also a small, well, Lancaster doesn't consider itself small, but after living in New York and Philadelphia and Knoxville, Lancaster is small.
Right.
they can pretend otherwise all they want, but they're small. They're boring. Yes, because some of the areas have lost so many people, they can't maintain themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the more they keep these borders open, they're going to keep infiltrating every state that's red and trying to change their policies to blue. You know, we know what they're doing, but we got to fight back anyway. That's just like, you know, I tell people, you got to get yourself educated. If you go to wallbuilders.com, David Barton, he's the man who started this a long, long time ago, and I actually met him. But I listened to his radio show a lot. And the thing is, he's teaching people what our founding fathers were like, what they said, how they did things, and how they thought. And he also is teaching law or legality in the Constitution in a Christian-based backed way. And he's doing this for free sometimes, but there are classes you can take and that will start educating you in the legal sense of what the documents of our founding fathers wrote. And then there's the, what's that college? Something Hill. Hillsdale College, I think it is.
Well, yeah, I've heard of Hillsdale. I like PragerU.
Yeah, you can go to hillsdalecollege.com and take free classes on what they say it was either the Constitution or something. There's many people that are rising up to do things.
We have local organizations that also offer free courses on the Constitution. You know, and I've actually listened to a couple of them. But like I said, you know, some communities, I mean, there actually are other communities besides Lancaster. The Democrats and Republicans work together fairly well. I'm not saying there aren't any problems. I'm just saying because the state itself is screwed up because you've got that sleazeball governor and whatnot. And even though we have a Republican a legislature, it's doing the best that it can. So, you know, because Pennsylvania is more purple than blue. We have a lot of red areas, but there is actually, I think it's the fifth. I know I'm pretty sure it's the fifth largest refugee location, you know, where they send refugees.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got 700 of those Afghanis. And I know we got a few buses of the illegal Hispanics.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. The refugees that are here, the naturalized citizens that are here that came here the right way, they ain't putting up with this shit. They're accepting these people into their communities, and they're laying down the law because – you know, they came here the right way. They like it here. They don't want it messed up. They don't want it like the places they left.
And that's good.
You know,
that's very good.
I don't like people coming here illegally. But we cannot blame the people for what the government is doing.
Well, some of them we can because a lot of them are criminals and they're
and they need
cartel
to get
members and Russians
But that's not what I meant, and you know it. The but like the Dreamers, like I support the Dreamers. I support the young people that came here 20 years ago as kids without, and it wasn't their choice. And now they're young adults, they're contributing members of their communities. I support giving them, if not citizenship, at least, legality. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the ones today, they need to go. I'm sorry. If you haven't been here, then you need to go. Parents absolutely need to go. Because if the kids can't support their parents, they need to go. Because I'm tired of welfare for people who are not here legally.
Well, that's just another big cog in the damaged machine, you know, that we got to fix, because this welfare system is just broke too. You know, everything's broke because of these demon rats.
I'm low for letting people into this country. That's what makes America so great, is that
missing. Yeah, as long as they're legal, though.
But that's why we have it that way. But see, here's the problem, though. The legal part needs to be fixed too, because that's broken. It's deliberately set to help the wrong people.
Well, I don't think the system, as far as that goes, is broke. It's the people in the system that aren't abiding by the laws and rules. And it's mostly administration. It's like that's like that one news clip where they showed the Border Patrol chief arguing with one of his Border Patrolmen, and the Border Patrolman saying, "You ain't doing this right." And the Border Chief is saying, you know, arguing with him. And it's like, we need to capture these people and send them back where they come from, not put them in cages. Give them a court date, release them, and then, you know, so on and so on. And then they never show up.
They get lost in America. Robert, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, so you want to immigrate to the United States, okay?
Right.
Depending on each country, we have X amount of people that are allowed from each country.
Right.
We have master's degree, a PA, you know, or a bachelor's, or in this field or that field, okay, and they have these numbers, but see the numbers, the way they fiddle with the numbers in order to suit their lobbyists.
Sure.
So, you know, which is wrong. So if somebody comes into this country and we can use their skills and their contributing member, if they already have 10 people from his country that can do that, they can't stay.
Well, they can give them green cards and they can stay for a while.
No, they cannot stay in the country. No,
really?
They can't. I know this for a fact. Young man that was working with me with State Farm, he married the woman because he loved it. They're in love. I mean, they're sick, disgusting in love. But it's disgusting.
Are you jealous?
No, not at all.
I'm kidding.
I'm like, you know, I introduced them, but not on purpose.
Like, get a motel room. Right?
At any rate, you know, they have a baby. She's a year old. She has, you know, some medical issues. But at any rate, my point is, he was going to stay in the country, you know, because he liked America. He went to school here. He had a master's in finance and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for us. Because they already met the number of people allowed from Nepal with a master's degree, and that he could not stay.
Right.
Even though he had a well-paying job, he was engaged to be married, you know, he couldn't stay. He had to leave. We helped him pay for a lawyer to, you know, do some paperwork because he was getting married. In order to stay, he got married sooner than planned in order to help, you know, help it along. Now my sister, she had an employee from South Korea, and that she wanted to keep. She graduated school again. She only had a bachelor's. She didn't have her master's. She had a bachelor's in business, but because it wasn't a master's, she wasn't allowed to stay.
in order to stay, she would have to have a master's, and she'd have to have a certain title making a certain amount of money a year. Now, my mm-hmm. sister was more than willing to give her the required title and the required salary. The problem is she would have to pay. She wouldn't do it, just pay for it. I think it was like $5,000 to advertise the position to make sure that no American wanted it. Never mind that Henny was like the third person and the first two were, well, actually three were American, and they didn't want the job. They just ghosted. They walked out.
Right.
But, yeah, so she would have had to jump through all these hoops, but then they found out that she only had a bachelor's degree, so it didn't matter what else we did, she couldn't stay unless she went back to school or got married. So that's what
right.
she did. You know, but he, again, these two young people, contributing members with the college degrees, I mean, working and paying taxes, and they can't stay. The my sister's mother-in-law, her father-in-law's second wife, young woman, wanted to come from Ecuador to visit, not to live. She has her own home. She has no wish whatsoever to live in the United States, but she did want to
uh-huh.
visit. No matter what my sister did and my brother-in-law did, what kind of papers they signed, who it. They would not allow that woman to come to the United States because she might. Once her husband died and she went to work for some rich ass family, she had no problem getting papers to come visit the United States.
Oh, sure. It's always been that way.
And this is what I'm saying is that so. These are what I'm saying that needs to be if not changed, at least reexamined, how they're allowing. They allow more poor people in than they do educated people.
Sure.
To immigrate.
Nowadays. I think
you
that
know,
all
I'm,
started under Reagan, actually, and I really liked Reagan.
No, well, no, not really. With the farm workers and everything. My mom worked with the migrant farm workers, and we used to fight we were fighting it all the time. They were, you know, because we had migrant farm workers here in the United States too that were American.
Right.
Not all of them were elite. Were from, you know,
illegal.
Mexico.
Right.
Well, I mean, they would get papers in order to, you know,
sure.
to do it, but, you know, but they weren't American. Their money went back to Mexico, and they went back to Mexico when it wasn't season.
Right.
So, right.
I think that,
so,
needs
and
to
we,
change.
That needs to change because they're willing to work for less. So right now, like Disney brings in all kinds of foreigners by saying Americans are not willing to work for them. So they need to bring in people from other countries because Americans won't work for them at the salaries that they pay.
Right.
There was a big scandal about maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, I
because,
remember.
Huh? Yeah. Microsoft does the same thing. They want to bring in programmers from India because Americans won't work for them. And it's like a lie. They actually pay foreigners more than they pay Americans.
Well, I think it's a half truth because here's the thing. This newer generations, and I'm talking maybe three or four generations, are lazy.
Uh-huh.
They are lazy. They don't.
Oh, yeah,
they've been.
Oh, absolutely.
They have been spoiled so much that they think everything should be handed to them. Okay.
Absolutely.
And that is a problem. And we got to. The thing is, we can't. We don't want to change the system so much, but what we want to do is, like I said before, is change hearts. We
right.
have got to get people to learn to live and have character like our grandparents did, hard workers trying to make a living and not get taxed to death.
Right.
you know, we have to go back in time like our grandparents worked and how they did things. We need to put God back in.
In schools.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, it's proven now, when we took God out many, many years ago, this is the product we have now.
Right.
And it's a losing situation. Until we get God back into this country and get him back into the schools, the government, mm-hmm. and everything else, it ain't going to change.
Nope. Well, look at Florida. I like what Florida, what DeSantis did. Now, in order to graduate high school, you have to pass a civil test. You know, you have to know American history and stuff. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, he's going back to requiring that kids actually be educated. You know,
right.
These standardized tests have, here's the thing, I understand why they want to standardize education, because in case one kid moves from one state to another or type of thing. So I understand the concept of standardizing stuff. It's
mm-hmm.
the testing that's a problem. The testing is a problem because they're using it to control people. You know,
sure.
if you don't have so many kids getting this, you know, percentage or whatever, then you're not going to get any money. You know, first of all, they shouldn't be getting any federal money. You know, it should only be the state, and the state shouldn't have to be paying to the federal government just to give back to them. You know, state A should not be paying for state B's education because they don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, so I understand that everybody should be teaching the same subject. You know what I mean? With, you know, slight variations,
yeah,
or, you know, but why do you have to, yeah, you know, but why does, you know, a kid in New York need to know, you know, the details of a freaking coconut tree, or a kid in, you know, Florida need to know the details of whatever the hell tree is in Maine? You know what I mean? I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying they should need to know about flora, but, you know, I understand in science, certain science classes, that when you're teaching about flora, that you're focusing on what's local. You know
sure.
what I mean? So I understand, you know, but math is math. There's no getting away from that. There is no 2 plus 2 equals 5. Math is not racist. I don't give a shit.
All right, I get it.
Okay.
Well, and here's the thing. Well, I get it. I get what you're saying. And you're right. But here's something some people don't even realize, that I didn't even realize until I was told, that like in northern Illinois, they're not taught how to shoot guns and how to farm and all that other stuff. But they are here down in southern Illinois, a little further south than we are. And I'm in the St.
Wow.
Louis area. So they do that. In certain areas, as far as standardized teaching, all that should be is reading, arithmetic, and writing. That's all that should be standardized. With all this other stuff, you know, it's not education anymore. It's programming, and that's the
yes.
problem.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
And if we can get, we need to, like I said, it's going to be a fight, but it's a fight worth fighting, and we need to mm-hmm. stop all of that. We need to get it out and throw it away in the trash can and get back to what we always did before, because
right.
it works.
It's like those books. It's like, why are those books in elementary schools? Why are they even in high school? Those,
well,
I mean, I'm sorry, when
exactly.
I went to high school, there was no pornography, even heterosexual pornography.
Right.
So
why
did it have to have queer pornography in school? Not just queer pornography, but books on pedophilia. I mean, that shit should not be in a school library. I am not, if parents want to allow their children to read those books, they can buy them or go to a regular library. They should not be in a school.
Well, you got to understand something. We're living in a different generation than we did 20, 30, 40 years ago. the thing is, it all started in the 60s with sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and now we got the hippies in charge, you know? and I'll, you know, I'll admit it. I was a hippie back in the day, you know, but I grew up.
I'm sorry. My mother was a hippie and an atheist, and she would not have put up with this shit. Education
right.
is... And,
well,
and,
I'm not singling out anybody,
but do not go together.
Well, I'm not singling out anybody. There are circumstances and stuff like that, but for the most part, that's you know. Let's look at Hillary Clinton. Okay, she was a bra burner. Okay, and a lot of people don't realize this, but she sat on the board of Walmart when Sam Walton was there. When Sam Walton died, it all changed, and she was a lawyer for them, okay? Then she was also a lawyer in the Watergate scandal who got fired because of unethical practices. People don't know that. Okay, and that's the people who was moving and shaking in politics, getting her husband to be the governor of Arkansas, and then pushing him to be the president. And that's how she got her power.
My
and you
mom.
Know, as well as I do, that with all that power, she blackmailed a lot of people, and that's why they fell in rank with her. And we still have the leftovers. She needs to be arrested and put away. And so does all of them that followed her.
My mom never liked Hillary, and I never understood why. Now, when I will admit, I didn't know any of that about her. When they were in the White House and they were impeaching Clinton over cheating on his wife, basically. She actually had my respect because she was standing by her husband. I, of course, didn't know all the other shit. I was young and dumb. And, it wasn't until after that I learned other stuff. But my point is my mother never liked her, and I never knew why. And,
I never liked her either.
All this shit that you're saying about her before she even became in the White House would explain, because she actually was part of the group that my mother was constantly protesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, her hero was Saul Alinsky. And you know who Saul Alinsky is, right?
The name sounds familiar. That's about all I can admit to.
He was a communist through and through. Back in her college days.
Yes. Now I know. Okay, yes.
That was her mentor, and she actually knew the guy and followed his ways, you know. And I can't remember who wrote the, what's it called, the Marxist.
The Communist Manifesto?
Communist Manifesto. I think he was part of writing that, wasn't he?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think he was.
Yeah.
So that was her hero. That was her mentor. That's who she learned from, you know. And then you follow all the people that followed her and Bill and all them. They're the same way. And they rose to power. And they probably did it, a lot of it cheating, of course.
Yes.
I mean, even in Illinois here, I know for a fact that they've been cheating on voting for years. They've been harvesting votes from cemeteries for years, and nobody stood up to do anything. But it's gotten so out of hand now.
Chicago has always been known for it. In fact, Nixon's first election when he lost to Kennedy? Was it? I don't know. I think it may have been. They were like, even Kennedy, as much as we love Kennedy, a lot of people think it was part of, you know, a lot of the votes he got were fraudulent.
Yeah. Not well, I mean, it's been going on since Al Capone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he bought the government.
Right.
That's how he got so rich all the time. And as far as Kennedy's, you know, his old man made his wealth by liquor in the 30s during Prohibition time. He ran liquor just as much as Capone did.
We actually learned about the robber barons and all that shit. You know, they don't learn about that stuff today because
it's just the opposite.
They're not allowed to learn about the Rothschilds and all that stuff. I mean, and I'm not talking about the conspiracy things that are out there. I mean, I'm talking about who these people actually were. They don't,
absolutely.
Or the guys with the logging, you know. They don't they don't even know where the term comes from anymore. There was that word, you know, the robber barons came from a specific thing, you know, or the railroad people. They don't.
Oh yeah, Carnegie.
Yep.
I know. Like I said, I've been in the school district for close to 23. Well, I'm on my 24th year in the school district, and the thing is, you got a lot of kids that are having kids, and they don't know any better either because they're not taught, because their parents are either drug addicts or something. They don't take the responsibility of what they've done.
I'm gonna say something. Here's the thing. Okay, teachers, for example, we're going off about all these whacked teachers right now, right? But,
no, we haven't.
America is upset with the teachers and everything. There actually are less freaks than you realize. More of them are you know, the kind of teachers we want than less. It's the unions that are the big issue. But here's the thing. Cause my sister is a teacher. She was a teacher from like 1983, 1987. To 2009, and she just, the changes were just, I mean, so she saw a lot of the changes, and she, you know, it's like they stopped allowing her to teach the kids. You know, it used to be they would go on trips to the water recycling plant or the grocery store to learn about different jobs and, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah,
I remember
that. She also did bilingual. Yeah. So, you know, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to do this, that, and the other thing. But here's the thing. The teachers, we cannot put the fault 100% on the teachers. It also has
to not at all.
Because the parents want the schools to do more and more. They wanted them to be babysitters. You know, my sister said, you know, you'd be amazed. You know, the kids, of course, show up hungry or, you know, or not properly dressed. They didn't do their work. They get smart mouths. The teacher would tell you that we'll just smack them upside the head. And my sister's like, well, you can't do that. You know, they want them to be babysitters and discipline the kids and this, that, and the other thing. So they want them to teach them more and more. You know, and I'm not saying all parents. I'm just saying, but again, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So even if it was less, even if the number of parents that wanted the teachers to do more was less than the parents that didn't, the ones that complain the most are the ones that get the results because you don't want to listen to them complain.
Well,
you
know, not necessarily. Not all the time.
It's 9 o'clock. The show is going to end any second. We lost Bobby.
Bobby, you there?
Free beer.
Come back, Bobby.